You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
So I'm here with Roshan and Nick from Roundhouse Media. So if you guys can introduce yourselves and tell us a bit more about yourselves and also Roundhouse Media as well.
Okay, well, my name is Roshan Abraham. I work at the Intel Computer Clubhouse in San Rafael, California. That's basically an after-school center for kids from 13 to 20. It's part of the Marin Youth Center. So it's an after-school multimedia learning center, and it's project-based. So we create projects with the community, and kids come to us with projects. And a lot of what we do here is video editing and also making radio programs and web design and things like that. So Roundhouse Media actually started last fall as a project that we were developing with interns that we had here. And the idea was that we had the technology and the resources to make a website for podcasting, or make kind of like grassroots internet radio station. So we spent a few months on that. Nick Feigenbaum, who's with me, developed the whole website. And we all produced an introductory show together. And then we put it all up, and then we kind of took it from there. And Nick stayed on board after the internship, and we kind of bounced around ideas and tried to figure out what we could do with this project that we had like developed as a group. So right now what Roundhouse is a kind of grassroots, youth-based media portal where we make MP3s, we make little radio shows, and the purpose of it right now, it feels like for these like local youth organizations to promote themselves and also have like a creative space to explain what their own programs do and what they do, and also to just have fun and play music that they like. So right now it's a lot of the different shows are pre-existing organizations that either were doing radio-based things previously and then came to us and said, you know, or we came to them and said, here's our website, here's, you know, Roundhouse Media, and, you know, we want us to collaborate, we want you to be part of the brand, and we can all do this together, and it could be something community-based. And then some of them were just, like, organizations that didn't have radio shows but are based in music. Like, there's a group called Urban Apache, which is a local hip-hop collective, and one of the DJs came to us and said that he wanted to start doing a show, and so that show's kind of like him playing his own mixes but also promoting, you know, local events that that group Urban Apache puts on.
Cool.
There's a group called Verge, which is a youth-run rock promotion. They put on rock concerts around Marin County. So they're going to be doing a show with us, and that's also to be playing their music but also promoting themselves. And then there's a group called Radio Amiga, which had, does all Spanish language broadcasting, and they've been around for 10 years broadcasting out of local high schools, and they were broadcasting the same space as us for a little while, and they weren't actually, they had like lost their license for a little bit, and they needed a space just to put their shows up, so we gave them that, and they do shows with us pretty consistently. So that's about it. It's basically a community space for where people can collaboratively promote each other and also just have an experimental creative space to, you know, do whatever kind of content they want to do and you know, express themselves however they would like to, and kind of like test their boundaries with what they want to do with audio.
Wicked. And if I can ask a question of Nick then and bring him in.
Yep.
In terms of your development, how did you get involved with the whole project?
I was one of the interns way back when, and when I first started off doing it, it was kind of like a thing that I was interested in. There was a video part going on of the internship, and there was also this Roundhouse media kind of thing going on. So I decided I wanted to start working on this Roundhouse Media. I started off with the preliminary like website design that would be able to host shows and have people listen to it. And that went on for a while, and then we kind of made Roundhouse Radio, which is kind of the youth, whenever we get interns, that's the radio show. Our flagship show. That's what they work on and produce and stuff like that. So I was kind of involved in putting together these Roundhouse Radio shows, but also I was the guy behind the whole website stuff. So
cool.
since then, I've still been working on the website, and it's constantly evolving. And this is the second, the one we have up now is our second draft of the website. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much how I got involved and started off with Roundhouse Radio.
And how do you get, so the other young people involved then, how do you promote yourself within the community of Marin then?
Well, a lot of these, what we do is we go to a lot of these high schools and stuff like that, and we have sign-ups for internships. And a lot of people are interested in that kind of youth radio thing or video stuff or the Intel Computer Clubhouse and its kind of graphic thing, and they end up coming in and being interns here for the Roundhouse Media.
Wicked, man. So how do you see Roundhouse Media kind of developing then? Because at the moment it's kind of very audio-based and around radio. Do you see it very much pulling in those films and videos, networks and even design, etc.? How do you see it developing?
Well, the way that we have the site right now is very audio-based, that's right. Mm. But we would like to, and eventually in the future, get kind of video stuff going in there, video blogs. Like, we've made a couple videos at the clubhouse and stuff like that.
Cool.
Setting that up for the website, we haven't really discussed that, but we know that we want to expand into that kind of thing.
Cool. Okay, if I can bring sort of Roshan back and ask him a question in terms of, obviously you work for Intel, if I'm not mistaken, and what is their kind of overall strategy for getting involved in such a community-based youth empowerment project?
Well, Intel has about 100 of these computer clubhouses all over the world, actually, and they're basically designed to be kind of like experimental community youth learning labs where kids come in and work on projects, not in a classroom or workshop-based atmosphere, but in an atmosphere where they kind of come in and play and experiment, and then they have mentors who kind of like guide them or like show them the skills that they're interested in learning, but everything's project-based. So this particular project became a pretty big project and is a continual project. And so we've kind of like Gail Breslow, who runs all of the computer clubhouses, has, you know, she's listened to it and she likes the Roundhouse site, and she says that it's one of her like favorite projects that any of the computer clubhouses have done.
Okay.
But we see it more like not only as like a project out of this, you know, out of the Intel computer clubhouse, but kind of more of like a project of just Marin. Just like it, I feel like it belongs to Marin County, and that it's kind of like a community, you know, a promotion portal for everyone who is passionate enough to, you know, get in and participate in Marin County.
And what's the kind of exit strategies there? Or are you in for the long haul?
What do you mean by exit strategy?
I mean, obviously, there's some resources that Intel are plowing into this, and they kind of help out with along the lines in terms of resources. But what I mean by exit is, where do they then draw the line and say, right, this is a community project, you go run with it now. We've given you the framework, the infrastructure, it's yours, go for it. Or is it not?
Well, as of right now, that sort of question hasn't really, that problem hasn't really presented itself, because we have, our resources are sort of not unlimited, but we have, you know, more than enough resources and like server space. And the way that we're set up is we're part of a youth center called the Marin Youth Center. Mm-hmm. So it's already embedded within the community.
Cool.
So that line hasn't really been drawn yet, and it's sort of like we're comfortable with having the resources of the computer clubhouse, but also having it be like a community-based project.
Okay, man. That's cool. If I can bring Nick back in and ask him specifically,
yep,
from a young person's perspective, what have you got out of the whole experience then?
Well, I think I've become a lot more aware of the whole kind of youth broadcasting scene, if you would call it that. I didn't know much about even podcasting or online radio or anything of that sort before I started. I mean, I knew a little bit about shoutcasting that I would listen to, but in general, I was pretty naive to the whole thing. But after I started working here for a while, I got more interested in it, and now, you know, on a daily basis, I'm checking websites like YouTube and whatnot for people's podcasts and blogcasts and that kind of thing. So that's what I've gotten out of it, more awareness of it.
Cool. And how do you see kind of your peers? How do you see their consumption and creation habits over the last couple of years changing? And are they really?
Yeah, well, I do. I see a lot more people making blogs. I see a lot more people of my friends even trying out, you know, video blogs and audio blogs and stuff like that. I mean, it hasn't reached critical mass, not nearly, but, you know, there is some experimenting going on.
Cool, man. Okay. Well, we're kind of coming up to the 10-minute mark, so I'll always like to draw the line under. So I'd just like to thank you guys for giving up your time today to speak to Media Snackers.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.